Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 18th, Numbers chapter 26, about leadership succession. Organizations rise and fall on their leadership. Nations prosper or disintegrate via the people in charge. And since there will always be a change in leadership, no one lives forever in these bodies, the issue of who takes over after the current leader must be faced. No nation, no business, no church, no nonprofit, no political party, no governmental agency has ever escaped the grip of this law. Moses was about to be gathered to his people. Who was to take over after him? Would the succession be a success? God chose Joshua to succeed Moses. Joshua had been Moses' lieutenant for 40 years. Over those 40 years, Joshua continually demonstrated the same qualities that had distinguished Moses as God's man. The Spirit of God was on him and in him. Joshua obeyed the Lord implicitly in whatever God commanded him to do, confident that God was for those who were for him. Joshua never bucked the leadership over him, as many of his contemporaries had done with Moses. Joshua did what was expected of him with zeal and without complaint. He was well-groomed for the job. All of us lead at some level, whether at home with children, in the workplace, at church, in a service organization, on an athletic field. Who is being readied to replace us? Are we pouring ourselves into someone else who can lead after we're gone from the scene? Are we looking to build the characteristics of a Joshua into them? Spiritual depth, integrity, passion for God, a whatever it takes mentality, a life of obedience? The right people are there. Let's get them ready. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.